Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Friday morning. Warm out there, too. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. In this last year, it has been incredibly important for us all to stay connected. We've been doing school online, working online, receiving medical help online. And it's a challenge for a lot of people who are struggling financially to be able to provide internet into their homes and into their lives. This month, Congress authorized the Emergency Broadband Benefit. It's a new program aimed to make broadband connectivity more affordable to low-income Americans. Joining us to talk more about this is the Senior Vice President of CTIA, which is the association that represents the wireless industry, Nick Ludlam. Nick, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program is.
Yeah, so the Emergency Broadband Benefit is a new program for a limited time, helps low-income Americans pay for broadband connectivity. And there's a lot of exciting aspects to the program, but among those is it helps eligible Americans with a $50 a month discount on their wireless plan or up to a $75 discount if they live on tribal land. So there's a lot of exciting elements that will really help those who need it get and stay connected.
Yeah, the wireless industry is participating in this. Who's participating in, and why is the wireless industry into this?
Yeah, so the industry is really supporting it wholeheartedly and really across the entire industry. So all three nationwide providers have participating plans, more than 50 regional providers and others have participating plans. When you take all of that together, participating providers, networks, cover 99% of Americans. So if you're eligible, if you're interested in using the benefit with a wireless provider, there's a lot of options out there for you, which is really great. And the reason that we're doing it is because we've seen just how critical wireless is to people during this pandemic. I mean, even before the pandemic, 15% of American adults were smartphone users. I mean, their smartphone was the only way they were getting on the internet. And once the pandemic started and the shutdown started, we saw usage just skyrocket. So in the first couple of days, voice and data use was up about 20%. We saw wireless providers reporting that hotspot usage was up about 60%. And that's because wireless was just so vital for many, many people to participate in school, to do their jobs, to go to the doctor, to stay connected to friends and family. And because it's so vital, the industry has really done everything they can, really from the beginning of the pandemic through to today, to make sure that people can get and stay connected.
Well, yeah, and that leads me to my next question, Nick. I was going to ask what the wireless industry has been doing to help keep people that have been struggling to stay connected.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that we did, the industry spends $30 billion a year on infrastructure to build our networks to begin with and make sure that they're resilient when things like this happen. But we spent a lot, invested a lot of resources and time once the pandemic started and the shutdown started to make sure that the networks were there when people need them. And we saw, even though usage was dramatically increasing, we saw speeds increase, the performance of the networks increase, which is so, so important. But in addition to that, we took steps to raise data caps, to make public Wi-Fi hotspots available, and instituted a lot of other novel programs to help, whether it's first responders or schools and kids get connected with things like free and discounted data plans. And those programs had a real impact. We've estimated that about 2.5 million American kids who otherwise wouldn't have been able to participate in school over the past year have been able to do so because of those programs, because they had access to a wireless hotspot or a wireless connected device that enabled them to go to school every day.
Talk, Talking with Nick Ludlam. He is with CTIA, the agency, the organization that represents the wireless industry. And we're talking about the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Nick, how does somebody find out if they are eligible for that program and to sign up for it?
Absolutely. Well, one of the easiest things you can do is just call your provider, and they'll be able to walk you through it. But we have a page on our website that is ctia.org/EBB. And on that page, we have the eligibility requirements. We've got a list of participating wireless providers. You can get directly connected to those providers. Now, the FCC is running the program. They have a page of their own. That's getemergencybroadband.org. And there, again, you'll be able to check eligibility requirements. You'll be able to look into some of the other benefits and some of the other types of providers who are participating.
So important for us all to stay connected. Nick, we appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.